At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, I'm Alex Newman, international journalist. I cannot recommend them highly enough. The work that Bradley and the Sons of Liberty are doing is absolutely critical to the church, the nation, to our families. And so I hope you will support them as I support them. This is one of the brave, courageous voices standing firm for what is right.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Just working out some bumps here, folks, on social media platforms. By the way, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the top side of that page and you will see SOL Radio Live right up on the top there, and it's up on the side. And go ahead and click onto our Rumble feed, subscribe. Subscribe. Do not forget to subscribe. People are saying, how do I subscribe? I say it all the time. Sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. You can also check us out and dig into the basket of the fruit that we have been bearing over the last 25 years on sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Also wanted to give you a real quick heads up, folks, outside of the fact that we are all over the place all the time. We just got back from Arkansas, literally blanketing that state. Then we got back from Pensacola, Florida, did an event there with Alex Newman, Kurt Bowers, the list goes on. And then we ended up in Michigan just this last week. And in the process of doing so, folks, we have a lot of things coming up. And I'm telling you right now is the time to book us, because we're always at within a three-week window or a three-month window. Forgive me. That number is 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Just wanted to give you that heads up. You can also check out our schedule over at sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also check out the store, folks. We got some really cool stuff over there, per your request. Like, for example, I'm holding up a cup. And the other social media platform is beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. And you can see these right now. If you can't, you're going to have to go to sonsoflibertymedia.com and go to the store. Resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. The other side is Sons of Liberty. We have them in red, white, and blue. And that's just a little taste as far as what we have over there available, t-shirts, dog tags, so on and so forth. Also consider keeping us out there, friends, by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you want to call in, 1-888-429-5471. Stick to the topic. Again, 1-888-429-5471. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, folks. And speaking of it being a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, we're going to talk about political blasphemy. Because, folks, I'm telling you what, it stinks to high heaven in America today in a big, big way. You want to see how a nation falls? Pay attention to what's going on. Pay attention to what's going on, folks. This is history repeating itself from a people that have failed to learn from history. That's where we're at right now. When you go to the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C., it's interesting. I've been there several times, have the hat, have the T-shirt. And what's interesting is one of the first things that you see is our forefathers telling us to study the past. Study the past. Well, let's study the past. Hey, folks, when you look at the Declaration of Independence, I love this. Because this undoes everything that we're seeing in the state of political blasphemy today in America. I want you to listen carefully. This is the Declaration of Independence. When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among them the powers of the earth, the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature extracted from the scriptures and of nature's God. The first appeal was to the Lord, not to fallen man, okay? Blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord. Cursed is the man that trusts in the arm of the flesh, or he follows man, okay? A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. Why did our forefathers come up with such slogans as resistance to tyranny is obedience to God? Well, because they wouldn't put up with what the corrupt king across the pond was doing to them, because they seen that the king was not subservient to the Lord. He was not ruling in the fear of God in any sense of the word. 18:25 of Exodus. No, that's not what he was doing. What they seen him doing was ruling as a tyrant. And that's what the Declaration of Independence was for, friends. That was the whole reason for it. And when you look at three quarters of that Declaration of Independence, what do you see? Well, let me keep going on. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. Under who? That they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable, right? They can't be taken away unless they're forfeited. Unalienable rights, they can't be changed. That among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these God-given rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. They work for you. You do not work for them. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, hello, America, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect your safety and your happiness. Prudence, indeed, will dictate the governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable. Than to right themselves by abolishing the forms of which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, this is what your forefathers told you, friends. It is their right. It is their duty to overthrow, not the men, folks, I'm sorry, not the Constitution, but the men that pervert the Constitution, going back to the Declaration of Independence. It is their duty to throw off such government if it's corrupt and to provide new guards for their future security. Such has been the patient sufferance of these 13 colonies, along with 3% of the population and 56 signers. The history of the present king of Great Britain is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states. And what do? They go on to prove this, and they said, let the facts be submitted to a candid world. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-888-429-5471. We'll be right back after these breaks. We'll be right back.
Mike Lindell here, and like you, I see our country being destroyed daily. We face massive economic issues, and I can tell you from firsthand experience, there are people in power who threaten the values that have made our country great. Well, I've been a believer in gold and silver for a long time, and I've searched for years for a partner that shares my values. Well, Genesis Gold Group showed me how easy it is to protect your IRA, 401k, or your retirement with gold and silver. Their faith-driven approach to service and stewardship is one that stands out from the rest. So call Genesis Gold Group now at 800-385-GOLD. That's 800-385-4653. Or go to bbsradiogold.com.
Today, more than ever, our pets are struggling with many of the same health challenges that their owners are struggling with. Medications can sometimes help, but do not address the root cause and can create unwanted side effects. Pet Regen by Go Natural Pets is a revolutionary, regenerative, plant-based supplement for pets that helps the body heal itself naturally. The results have been extraordinary. The unique ingredients in Pet Regen have countless scientific studies that show their ability to facilitate greater repair, renewal, and regeneration. A few scoops a day can make all the difference. It's safe, effective, affordable, and it works. We guarantee it or your money back. Created by nature, proven by science, loved by pets. That's PetRegen.com, PetRegen.com, or call 737-303-4480. That's 737-303-4480.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0 747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Alan Keyes. I'm glad to have an opportunity to talk to you for a moment about my friend Bradley Dean. He's making a great contribution to, I think, the vital work, not only of helping to wake people up to the importance of our faith, but especially spreading that word to the younger generations who are desperately in need of it. Help him do his work and spread it further.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Again, welcome back. 1-888-429-5471. Again, 1-888-429-5471. If you'd like to call in, please do stick to the topic. Again, please do stick to the topic. If you're on social media platforms right now, I was trying to communicate with you. I wasn't sure if you were listening to me. But we are moving from the former platform, GCN, which did not go bankrupt. I noticed a bunch of you grown-ups who have your information or your misinformation thrown out there right now. Not true at all. It's not at all what happened. It was just time for Ted to say, I'm done, I'm moving on. And that's exactly what he did. I just wish we would have did it a little bit of a more of a tactful manner. At least in favor of the 65 show hosts that were there. So that's what we have been doing over the last month, is just surviving and moving during this time of transition and finding the best platform that we can find. So again, we're there right now. Just wanted to kind of set the record straight. That's not what happened over at GCN at all. But the fact of the matter is we're on a new platform even now. And if you'd like to call in, please do 1-888-429-5471. Stick to the topic. We're talking about political blasphemy. And this is going to make perfect sense. I want to go back to the first segment, and I want you to remember what I was talking about. The Declaration of Independence. The Declaration of Independence, folks, was our forefathers throwing off what men are putting on today. Let me say it again. They threw off man in his corruptions. They didn't trust in the arm of the flesh. Their appeal was, the two flags, appeal to heaven and no king but King Jesus. Why? Because they learned the hard way as to what will happen when men submit to men. And they took what they could take for only so long before they came up with the Declaration of Independence. And I thank God that every one of them did. And what's interesting is I read off the first part of the Declaration of Independence. And at the very end, at the very beginning, the preface of the usurpations and the repeated injuries that they wrote the Declaration of Independence to address concerning the usurpations, they say, to prove this, let facts be submitted to a candid world. And then for the next 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 pages, it is nothing but what our forefathers would not put up with. That's exactly what this is. So everything our forefathers taught us, and yet the Bible tells us clearly that we're supposed to follow those that have gone before us in the faith, Hebrews 13:7. The American people today, their posterity, have shamefully taken off the very chains that our forefathers threw off of themselves. And in teaching their posterity to do the same thing, they have overlooked that history. And now they are fitting the chains upon themselves by praising man once again to their everlasting shame. And hopefully that's not going to be the case. But what I want to talk about is I want to talk about political blasphemy. And I want to take it from a biblical perspective and showing you history. You guys all know, especially those that listen to the show on a daily basis, you already know, friends, that Adolf Hitler, again, history repeating itself, he told the people that he was going to make Germany great again. I also took the time to tell you that I went to Ronald Reagan's museum in Simi Valley, California, a couple times. And guess what his slogan was? Make America great again. Well, we see it happen again. And isn't that crazy that we're hearing the same exact slogan in different countries? Why? Well, because the devil doesn't have anything new in his bag, friends. It's always the same old, and that's why they're always constantly distracting you with the dog and pony show. That's why they're always trying to throw up smoke and mirrors to the clowns in the circus of politics, as if to suggest the two candidates that you have right now are legitimate in any sense of the word. No, friends, let me remind you that there is over 1,000 other presidential candidates that you haven't heard a word from. That should bother you greatly. And yet people are talking about how the current presidential contender is being attacked constantly. But is anybody paying attention to the fact that he's garnering hundreds of millions of dollars from those that are playing into the game, as they're the ones that are the pawns on the table? They're cheerleading. There are oppressors. That's a better way of saying it. Is anybody paying attention to the communist tactic that's being played out here? The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. Folks, what is happening, and like what I said yesterday, this is psychological manipulation. It's not a takedown of your favorite politician, friends. This is a psychological manipulation of a takedown of this country, because they want you to believe that if they can do it to him, they can do it to anybody else. This is judgment. It's exactly what it is. This is judgment upon a people that refuse to learn from history. And I cannot say it any better than that, because, again, friends, what's fearful about it is what we've seen in history and what comes behind this. You know, one of the things that I'm seeing right now, and I almost can't even believe it, but I can. I can. And some of these signs that I'm seeing right now are just, I mean, they're blasphemy, to say the least. They are so far out there. And what's sad about it is 86% of the professed Christians, patriots, and or conservatives are the ones that are cheerleading their political oppressors to their own demise. That's the lesson they're not learning. But they're talking about how they would rather follow a felon who fights for their country than not. And I have to take the time to tell them Jesus Christ is the standard, not fallen man. And it shows you again who they have their eyes on. And who is it on, friends? The fallen man. And that's what's scary about it. Now, you know, for the sake of not going there, because I am so sick and tired of being sick and tired of what I see out there, and so are so many other people, and I'm talking about those that have their eyes open, I'm not going to say any names, because you already know who they are. Let's go to Acts 12:22. What does it say? This is the voice of a God and not a man. Remember, I'm telling you this. They're talking about King Herod. This is a voice of a God and not of a man. Again, this was said by the idolaters of the age. The idolaters who worshiped the corrupt and wicked king, King Herod. And today, this is one of the biggest issues that I see across the country, almost more than any others. And it is idolatry found within the American church, and that is the worship of their favorite politicians. You know, they say they fear God, but the Bible says they fear God, but they serve their own gods, the ones that they've created. They've forgotten the second commandment where it says, thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image. That means a god to suit your sins. Hey, folks, it tells us in 1 John 2:6 to give you a positive with that negative, because I always want to give you the answers. He that saith he abideth in him also ought to walk as he walked. Okay, we're talking about he was tempted in all points, yet without sin. We're talking about the holy lamb and spotless lamb of God without spot or blemish. He's the standard. We're talking about the one that sits at the right hand of our heavenly Father, even now. We're talking about the one that was crucified, buried, and he is now ascended into the heavens. Okay, he is alive forevermore. That is who we are supposed to follow. We are not supposed to follow man. When you look at Article 6, Section 2 of the United States Constitution, what is that called? That's called the Supremacy Clause. Who gave that law called common law, which is the seedbed under the Declaration of Independence? It's called common law. The Lord did. It's called the Torah. It's called the Decalogue. It's called the Pentateuch. So therefore, when we look at every state preamble and we see the first thing is that they acknowledge the God that gave them the rights. And who, what God are they talking about? The God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So who's the giver of law? The Lord is. And who are we supposed to submit to and govern ourselves before? The Lord. And what happens if we fail to do that? This is what we get. We leave off the Lord. We have a little Lord. I'm sorry, because this is the modern day message to the people in this country. Just say the prayer and you're going to heaven. You are sadly mistaken. You are sad. I just seen a thing by R.C. Sproul today. Many people think they're going to heaven. He said more people are going to be in hell than they are in heaven. Well, it's scriptural. Straight and narrow and difficult is the way. What did Jesus say in Matthew 7? Few be there that find it. He said to strive to enter in. He said to press into the kingdom of God. He said to deny yourself. All of that which is not being preached today. And yet these people are deceiving themselves into believing that they're going to heaven. And what's interesting, what do you see them serving? You see them serving their favorite politicians, just like they did of King Herod. In Acts 12:22. I'm going to come right back to this. Idolatry, the worship of idols, images, or anything made by hand, or which is not God. Idolatry is of two kinds, the worship of images, statues, pictures made by hands, and the worship of the heavenly bodies, the sun, the moon, the stars, the demons, angels, or men and animals. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Alan Keyes. I'm glad to have an opportunity to talk to you for a moment about my friend Bradley Dean. He's making a great contribution to, I think, the vital work, not only of helping to wake people up to the importance of our faith, but especially spreading that word to the younger generations who are desperately in need of it. Help him do his work and spread it further.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
BBS Radio TV. If it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio TV. a place for answers.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Apache Davis, and I support the Sons of Liberty because the Sons of Liberty still believes America is good, that belief in God is the cornerstone of our republic, that character and virtue is important, and families are the basic building blocks of society.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, my name is Dan. Hearing Bradley Dean speak for the very first time rocked my world. He preaches in the bold, uncompromising style of John the Baptist, bringing inspiring message of clarity, conviction, holiness, hope, and healing. He awakens the spiritual warrior and the true believer while bringing encouragement to the weary soul. God bless you, brother.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Kevin Shipp, former CIA officer. I want to give my personal recommendation for Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. Bradley's message of standing for faith and liberty in America is critically important to the future of our country. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty's message is a light in the darkness we're facing. I personally support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I love that music. I totally love that intro, outro music. It's just me, I guess. I love the intro music as well. I think I just said that. 1-888-429-5471. Folks, we are on a new platform right now, and we're just working out the bumps. So, and we're trying different platforms. So work with us, okay? I totally appreciate it. And I appreciate your patience, because I'll tell you what, these guys over at this new platform have been nothing but patience and patient with me in so many different ways. So anyways, 1-888-429-5471. 1-888-429-5471. You got a lot to say. Want to hear from you and your thoughts. I'm going to give you a download. So I'll give you another segment so you can call in and tell me what your thoughts are. Idolatry. We're talking about political blasphemy, because that's where it's gone. It is the voice of a god, not of a man. Idolatry is the worship of idols. Anything before God. Images or anything made by hands. Or which is not God. Idolatry is of two kinds. The worship of images, statues, pictures, etc. Made by hands, and the worship of the heavenly bodies, the sun, the moon, the stars, demons, angels, men, and or angels. Okay? And what's crazy is what we're seeing today, and I wrote my third book. I didn't mean to do it. I'm just obeying the Spirit of God, Romans 8:14. And in the process, it's called The Children of the Apostates. And it's those that claim to be something that they're not. But the apostates of today, they love Jesus, say they. But they love their favorite politicians more. See, they fear the Lord, say they, but they serve their own gods that they've created. Again, the apostates of today, they say they love Jesus. They again, say it over and over and over again. They're the ones that wear "what would Jesus do" bracelets. It's not "what would Jesus do," it's "what is he doing," right? But again, they love their favorite politicians more, especially those that act and talk just like themselves. The Word of God shows us that it was the Herodians and the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites of the day, the two groups of the people that Jesus told us to be aware of in Mark 8:15, that were crying out to have Christ crucified. Pay attention to what's happening in your own country, folks. Away with him, away with him, crucify him. We have no king but our favorite politician, John 19:15. Oh my goodness, folks, with all of these posts, these memes that are coming out online, that they're straight up blasphemous is what they are. And it's political idolatry, to say the least. And when you use scripture to reprove, to correct and instruct them, 2 Timothy 3:16, what do? Oh, what are you better than we are? What are you holier than thou? Are you judging me? Everything they say is taken out of context, because what are they doing? They're parroting what they're hearing from the hirelings in the pulpit. And that's why we say it's a terrible place to be when your brains are on someone else's head. They cherry pick it. They take it out of context. I shared this in the past, but I want to tell you again, if you're a new time listener or a viewer, but I have an extended friend who ran for the presidency of the United States back in 2004 on the behalf of the Constitution Party. Now, what's interesting is he told me that if the American people, namely them that call themselves Christians, were given two options, one being their favorite politician and the other being that of Jesus, he said, put them in their own room and Jesus would be left in an empty room all by himself while the politician's room would be filled to overflowing. It's exactly what he told me. Well, apparently these have forgotten that Jesus died for their sins, not their favorite politicians who operate 9 times out of 10 under false pretenses. So let's get to it. We have seen the people of today do the same things that the Pharisees and the Herodians did over 2,000 years ago. Again, that history is repeating itself. And as a matter of fact, the last president of the United States was worshipped like that of King Herod of old, and probably even worse. I want to give you these actual quotes. This is very popular online right now. I'm not making this up. You want the definition of political blasphemy? I said political blasphemy. This is it. In his name, we trust. Not God. In his name, we trust. Ann Coulter wrote a book, In Trump, We Trust. If that doesn't offend you, I can't help you. Another one was not one nation under God, but one nation under Donald Trump. Anybody offended yet? And by the way, if you're offended, that's called political idolatry. That's why I'm preaching this message right now. You have put a man in the place of Christ. Jesus died for you. Donald Trump lives for you. I'm not making it up. These are all signs. Some of them are even billboards. Here's another one. Trump Thanksgiving. Another one, Donald Trump, the Son of Man, the Son of Christ. This is a billboard. Again, anybody offended? I remember years ago, a man that is probably more popular than any other man that ever walked the earth, second to Christ. And a bunch of people had a huge sign with his name on it, and it said, "Is King." This musician stopped in the middle of his show, and I can feel this. He stopped in the middle of his show, and he said, "I'm not the king. There's only one king, and his name is King Jesus." You know who said that? Elvis Presley. If someone was putting me in the place of any sort of biblical character, especially the Son of Man, I would flee from that. I would distance myself from that quickly. Are we seeing that today? Absolutely not. Things are getting worse, not better. Another quote placed on a billboard was, "Make the gospel great again. The word became flesh," John 1:14, with Donald Trump on it. This, again, is political idolatry. This is blasphemy. This is inviting. This is daring the justice of God upon ourselves, is what it is. Now, before highlighting the fruit of this individual whom was worshipped by the blind and deaf, Matthew 7:16-20, keep in mind that this said president was labeled by the said Christians, conservatives, and patriots as a godly man. Now, godly means pious, reverencing God and his character and laws. It means living in obedience to God's commands. This is not the Bible that I'm quoting right now. This is Webster's Noah Dictionary from 1828. Remember they said that he was the one that taught millions to read and not one to violate God's moral law, 1 John 3:4? Godly means pious, reverencing God and his character and laws. The number one definition is living in obedience to God's commands from a principle of love to him and reverence of his character and precepts, that which has been entrusted unto us, religious, righteous, and a godly person. Godly means pious, conformed to God's moral law. Make distinction between moral law and ceremonial law. Now, when this said godly president was interviewed by a national columnist, he stated, "You have said you never felt the need for God's forgiveness, and yet repentance for one's sin is a precondition to salvation." He said he never did anything wrong. Yep. And the Bible's clear when it says, "He who says he's without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us." Read 1 John 1:8-10 when you get a moment. We're going to come right back to political blasphemy, friends, because we're in it. 1-888-429-5471. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at brighteonradio.com.
Since October 7th, Israel has been fighting for its very survival as they are being attacked by enemies from all sides. Now is the time to show Israel and the Jewish people that they are not alone. This summer, from July 28th through the 30th, join Christians United for Israel at our nation's capital for the 2024 Washington, D.C. Summit. Space is limited, so register today by visiting cufi.org/summit or call 210-477-4714.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, my name is Dan. Hearing Bradley Dean speak for the very first time rocked my world. He preaches in the bold, uncompromising style of John the Baptist, bringing inspiring message of clarity, conviction, holiness, hope, and healing. He awakens the spiritual warrior and the true believer while bringing encouragement to the weary soul. God bless you, brother.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747.
1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Richard Mast, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 1-888-429-5471. Final segment, folks. Final segment. What are your thoughts? Seeing a lot of comments out there. Again, 1-888-429-5471. Okay, so I'm just telling you what's going on in the country. And you know what's crazy about it? Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just telling you what's happening out there. And again, we preach in such a fashion here where you either hate your sin or you hate me. And it's okay. Nothing new under the sun. Go ahead and shoot the messenger, because that's what people like to do instead of taking responsibility and seeing that the messenger that they're shooting at is in fact the one loving on them to tell them what they don't see. That's called the removal of the log from their eye in Matthew 7. Remember, we're not supposed to cast our pearls before swine. Remember that? Yeah. And when we put that into context, we can remember in Matthew 7 that he was talking to those that haven't done so, the hypocrites. Just wanted to make clear we were on the right page, right? Because most people take that out of context. And then what they do is they twist scripture the way Satan twisted scripture. And they, again, parrot what is not true. 1-888-429-5471. Now, I can't believe, folks, those lines aren't lighting up right. I really can't. I'm missing something here. I just got done telling you how he's being worshipped right now. It's a dog and a pony show, friends. That's what's going on here. Who's reporting the news that 94% of you don't believe? The Mockingbird media, the CIA-controlled narrative. Boy, for a guy that's under attack, it's amazing how much time and effort the mainstream media continuously keeps him out in the face of the people. And it's amazing how much money he's raising in the process. I got a question for you, just food for thought. How many people do you know in your lifetime that have ever had one felony and were released from court? Not 34, just one. That's what I thought. 34 counts of felony, and it's a kangaroo court. This is all staged. I questioned the whole narrative, and so should you. Because look what they're doing with the narrative. America loses. What are they doing? They're trying to get you to believe that the small portion that's behind these narratives are the masses. This is how dictators usurp their authority. They do it by the people believing their deceptive lies. That's what's happening here. And again, that's why I continuously reiterate the point concerning Saul Alinsky. Cause the enemy, me and you, the 329.5 million people in this country, that those that are driving the narrative are the majority, and the 329.5 million people in this country are the minority. They're the majority. The 1.7% of the population wants you to believe that they're the majority. And the only way they get away with it is when you believe it. Ask Adolf Hitler. He had a 3% approval rating. He got into power. He started to kill off his political opposition, puts the minister of propaganda, Joseph Goebbels, in operations. And what happens? He deceives the people. That's how Adolf Hitler ruled the roost, through deception. That's exactly what's happening here. And if you see the players, they're a part of what they attempted back in the 30s and the 40s. So we were just talking about the man that's being praised by men today and worshiped in the place of Christ today. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. But it's interesting when he was asked, you said you never felt the need to ask God for forgiveness, and yet repentance for one's sins is a precondition to salvation. That's amazing, because again, 1 John 1:8-10 says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. How is it that men would rather follow a fallen man rather than a risen Christ? Because the Bible clearly tells us that God is not a man that he should lie. Men would rather give their allegiance to those that are just like them rather than just like the Lord. You know, he said in Psalm 50, folks, consider this. You that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces and there be none to deliver. I know, you haven't heard that before. I know, but I've read it, and that's why I'm conveying it to you, because I'm a preacher and that's what I'm called to do. I got a whole topic of things that you've been told by this current politician that's being praised by Americans. But, you know, we're not supposed to, again, judge a man by what he says. We're supposed to judge a man by his fruit, just like we judge a fruit, full tree, by its fruit. I want you to listen to this. This godly man that's being praised by the American people, he called himself the most pro-life president in American history. Behind closed doors, he illegally reallocated over $600 million of taxpayer money for the murdering of America's children. But he tells the people that he's the most pro-life president ever in the history of America, which makes absolutely no sense. And yet, behind closed doors, he does just the exact opposite. Despite promising to defund Planned Parenthood, this godly man signed a budget which would have passed by the Republican-led Congress, sold to the Americans as the good guys, that fully funded the nation's largest abortion provider. Interesting. Supreme Court Justice was right when he was making reference to God's law, discovering and applying it, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1, that the Constitution contains no right to abortion. Of course not, because liberty is the right to do what the law permits. Because the government said so means absolutely nothing. And furthermore, that is a reflection of you, the American people. You are the government. The Fifth Amendment of the Bill of Rights says nor shall any person be deprived of life, liberty without due process of law. This godly man that the mainstream media aided in every given deceptive step also told the American people that he would pull the federal government out of the K-12 education. Did he do that? Nope. Instead, he appointed a subtle and subversive woman to a radical global declaration that calls for, among other absurdities, brainwashing children to believe in the United Nations-backed ideology of total government known as sustainable development. Betsy DeVos from Michigan. In fact, a pseudo-treaty inked by this godly man's education chief suggests that the purpose of schooling is to indoctrinate children with the right values and teach them to be obedient worker drones. And yet they have no delegated authority from the people under God, but instead they've assumed authority that's not been given unto them. This same godly man who, again, working hand in glove with the mainstream media, also sold himself as the most pro-Second Amendment president in the history of America. That is, he promised to uphold the right of the people to keep and bear arms. Okay? The first 500 days of his incumbency, he oversaw 55 illegal policies undermining the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights. This with the help of 26 Republican governors nationwide. This is who they're worshiping. This is political blasphemy. We judge them by their fruit, not by what they say. As a matter of fact, this was the same godly man, as the apostates have labeled him, who signed his first legislative omnibus bill for $1.3 trillion, Breitbart reported this, which was sold to the people as national security. However, what the people didn't pay attention to were the funds that were given to this national security omnibus bill by this said godly man. The funds were given to America's avowed enemies. That's treason. Article 3, Section 3. It's interesting that this self-professed Christian president also somehow found the time to advocate for what the Lord condemns in launching a global campaign to end the criminalization of sodomy. Hey, folks, before pulling down the fences, you might want to ask why they were put up. Psalm 19:11. Isn't that crazy? This godly man also added insult to injury when he was found promoting drag queens and transgender pageants, as they call them, that are now popping up across the country. He was, in fact, the one found out to be the perpetrator behind its promotion and advocations. This is the one the people in America are trying to put back into the people's White House because it was one of the two lesser evils. 2 Chronicles 19:2 tells us to vote for neither, to have no part of neither. 1,000 other presidential contenders, Americans, and you're sitting there beating off the scraps that have been thrown to you by the powers that are tolerated. Shame on you. This same godly man that said it would be simple to eradicate the national deficit, you ready for this? We found out that at the end of his criminal tenure that he added $29 trillion to the national deficit. Who's promoting him? The professed Christians in America. It's because of a cheap grace that's being promoted. Oh, and before winning the People's White House, this same godly man promised to protect the American people by building a wall on America's borders for only $4 billion. He said it would be so easy to do so. 4 years later, he failed to build 1 inch of that new wall that he promised. Interview after interview, the price of the wall went from $4 billion to $5 billion, then $10 billion to $12 billion, all the way up to $25 billion. Then we were told Mexico will pay for the wall. He said this over and over again, only to later send in his allied subordinates, Paul Ryan, to then tell the American people that they would have to pay for the wall, but Mexico in turn would pay us back. Remember this? This is political blasphemy, folks, and we deserve the just judgments of God upon ourselves for putting man in his place, the Christ. We also found with no surprise to those who were looking beyond what they were being told by the mainstream media that this godly man tripled his support of illegal immigration from the Middle East 3 times that of the preceding criminal administration. Oh, and today is still being praised by these apostates as a godly man that refuses God's word. How does that work? It doesn't. Wow. As the rebels betray the Lord in refusing his government, in keeping his commandments, judgments, and statutes, in dealing with the wicked, the Lord in turn is allowing the apostates to fall into the very hands of their oppressors who mean to rule over them. That's exactly what history looks like. And if you ever take the time to know the difference, folks, you'll see it happen over and over again. What is the history of man? They start out right. They turn from the Lord that blessed them to get to the point where they were at. Read Deuteronomy 6:12. They turn on the Lord. They give their allegiance over to man. They succumb to him. They're murdered off in the millions. Their countries are destroyed. They find out that the guy that they were worshiping was truly the bad guy. They deal with him only then to turn and go back to the Lord that they departed from in the very first place. That is the history of man. That is it. You know, Edmund Burke was right when he said kings will be tyrants from policy, that which undermines and overthrows law, when subjects are rebels from principles. Hey, folks, we're going to be back with you in 23 hours here. If you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And with that, friends, just wanted to let you know we love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18 here. And we're willing to stand up and tell you what so far and few between are willing to do so by holding to the Word of God and the Constitution, because after all, as Andrew Jackson rightly said, the Bible is the rock upon which the Republic rests. Back to you in 23. See ya.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough.
All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, I'm Alex Newman, international journalist. I cannot recommend them highly enough. The work that Bradley and the Sons of Liberty are doing is absolutely critical to the church, the nation, to our families. And so I hope you will support them as I support them. This is one of the brave, courageous voices standing firm for what is right.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
BBS Radio TV. If it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio TV, a place for answers.